Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido declared himself interim president on Wednesday, with the backing of Washington, the EU, Canada, and many Latin American nations. In response, socialist president Nicolas Maduro cut relations with the United Nations, ordering all US diplomats to leave the country within 72 hours. Responding to Maduro Wednesday night, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that the US will continue diplomatic relations with Venezuela, as President Nicolas Maduro does not have the legal authority to break diplomatic relations or to declare diplomats non grata. The United States does not recognize the Maduro regime as the government of Venezuela, Pompeo said in a statement. Pompeo then called on Venezuelan military and security forces to continue to protect its citizens and foreign nationals, stating that if their safety is threatened, the US would respond. The United States will take appropriate actions to hold accountable anyone who endangers the safety and security of our missions and its personnel. Earlier Wednesday, President Donald Trump formally recognized the head of Venezuela's National Assembly, the opposition leader Juan Guaido, as interim president and encouraged the Maduro regime to accept a peaceful transition of power. A senior official in the Trump administration warned the Maduro regime that if it harmed Guaido or other National Assembly members, the United States would impose further sanctions against Venezuela, adding that Washington had barely scratched the surface of economic sanctions. The official declined to further elaborate on other options. When we say all options are on the table, we mean all options are on the table, he said. Trump's announcement came as hundreds of thousands of anti-government protesters demonstrated on the streets. The demonstrations happened 2 days after a military coup attempted to overthrow Maduro, who was sworn in for a second term this month. Maduro won snap elections in May amid a boycott by opponents. The United States, European Union, and neighboring Latin American countries called the election a fraud. Protesters opposed to Maduro's election support Guaido and want him to lead a transitional government until new elections are held. In its role as the only legitimate branch of government duly elected by the Venezuelan people, the National Assembly invoked the country's constitution to declare Nicolas Maduro illegitimate and the office of the presidency therefore vacant. Trump said the people of Venezuela have courageously spoken out against Maduro and his regime and demanded freedom and the rule of law. The United States will continue to put economic and diplomatic pressure on the South American nation, Trump said. He's also urged the other South and North American nations to support Guaido and work with him to restore a constitutional democracy. Trump's announcement came one day after Vice President Mike Pence called Maduro a dictator who has no legitimate claim to power. As the good people of Venezuela make your voices heard tomorrow on behalf of the American people, we say, Estamos con ustedes, we are with you, he added. In a video posted on Twitter, we are with you, we stand with you, we will stay with you until democracy is restored and you reclaim your birthright of freedom. In response, Maduro called for a total absolute revision of Venezuela's diplomatic relations with the United States and said the country will make political, diplomatic and defense decisions to protect the country's democracy. He also accused Pence of inciting the coup attempt earlier this week. Guaido said his bid to replace Maduro is backed by Venezuela's constitution. Wednesday's protests are about reuniting the people to tell the world about the steps we're going to take to end the usurpation to achieve a transitional government and a free election, he said. The Venezuelan National Assembly pushed a bill Tuesday to offer amnesty for civilians and military officials who acted against Maduro. But the Venezuelan Supreme Court, in support of Maduro, ruled the National Assembly is illegitimate and its laws have no value. The Supreme Court is supposed to be independent of the executive branch, but isn't, the judges of Maduro supporters said. Monday's coup attempt was quickly suppressed and 27 soldiers were arrested. Maduro has presided over Venezuela's spiral into the worst ever economic crisis, with hyperinflation forecast to reach 10,000,000% this year. Some 3 million Venezuelans have fled abroad over the past 5 years to escape widespread shortages of food and medicine. The oil-rich nation squandered its wealth through the socialist government's mismanagement, wrecking its economy and pushing up to 3 million Venezuelans to flee the country since 2014.